It comes up year after year in Congress, the idea of extending paid family leave for federal employees. My next guest thinks it's long overdue and, in fact, is making its way into some union contracts already. Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, and he joins me now in studio. And, Bob, let's start with why you think this is good for the government as well as the employees that would be the beneficiaries.
Well, I think that the federal workforce is gradually becoming millennials oriented. Currently, 16% of the workforce of the federal workforce are millennials, even though 25% of the total workforce. But by 2030, 75% of the workforce will be millennials, and these are young people. They get married, they want to have kids, and currently they don't get any paid family leave. So I think adopting this approach would be great for the federal government to attract the people of the future in a time where they might not come to the federal government because of the shutdowns, because of the uncertainty, because of the criticism. So I think it would be an offset, an opportunity to attract a needed part of the workforce to the federal government.
Yes, because even though, as you point out, the federal government is behind in terms of percentage of younger people that are in its employment ranks now, those older folks aren't going to be there forever. So if there's going to be anybody in the government, by definition, it's going to be people that are now young or will be young at that point.
Absolutely.
Say, in that childbearing years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So then it's an attractive thing for the government to be able to get people, because that makes it competitive with the private sector. And obviously it's a good thing for employees. Why hasn't it been happening?
Well, it's been a perennial issue in Congress, and Congress hasn't acted. But recently the National Treasury Employees Union, in a collective bargaining agreement with FDIC, negotiated a clause which provides employees 6 weeks of paid parental leave. Not the 12 weeks that Congress has been considering in legislation, but 6 weeks of paid family leave. And interestingly, the chairwoman of the FDIC, when they signed the agreement, said, quote, "The paid parental leave will allow the FDIC to be more competitive with the private sector in attracting the next generation of top talent," close quote. So FDIC, even though they are going to provide this paid family leave, feel it is advantageous to attracting top talent to the FDIC.
And how is FDIC able to do this, because there is no enabling legislation?
Well, FDIC has the ability to negotiate pay because they are not appropriated fund agency. They get their income from money paid by banks to finance the FDIC, so they have the authority to negotiate it. And what's interesting is an agency that has the authority to negotiate it actually did negotiate it and has supported the idea. My belief is that there are other agencies who would support the effort as well if Congress were to enact the legislation.
And in the private sector, where increasingly there is paid parental leave, and that's not just for maternity, it's also paternity and also adoption for couples that might be same sex or opposite sex, whatever the case might be. If a child comes into the family, you've got the leave, whoever wants to take it. And it hasn't exactly caused the collapse of the private market, has it?
It has not. And most paid family leave policies include time to care for sick parents as well as newborns. That is not part of the NTEU-FDIC agreement, but it is part of the legislation that's currently being considered by Congress and has been appended to the Defense Department, a bill that's currently being considered by Congress.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. Are you aware of any studies or any analyses that have been done on the effect that paid family leave or extended paid family leave, expanded, might have on the federal workforce or the federal government operations?
I'm unaware of any studies. It'd be pretty hard to study on the federal workforce because they don't have it. But I'm unaware of the private sector either about how much it attracts. but it certainly makes sense if you've got a workforce that are having kids and you have a workforce that have a choice to go to a place that has paid family leave and one that doesn't, they're going to choose paid family leave.
And while we have you, as we're anticipating the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results, and then later on the Best Places to Work analysis will come from that, they have been asking a question on the effects of the last year's shutdown on federal agencies. That's going to be an interesting twist in this, isn't it?
It is. There are six questions that are being asked all federal employees about the impact of the shutdown. So we're going to be able to compare the results of the federal employee viewpoints overall and individually on agencies who, as a result of the shutdown, sent everybody home and they weren't paid, and those agencies who partially called people back to work, forced them to work and didn't get pay, and those like TSA, where everybody came back to work and wasn't paid. So we're going to have a comparison to the real impact of this shutdown on the employee engagement in the federal government, and my prediction is it will not look pretty.
I was going to say, yeah, it's probably safe to anticipate that people don't like being furloughed and not paid until they get back to work because it's both a professional hardship and a financial hardship.
And it shows a tremendous lack of respect for the work that they do. The idea of coming back and being required to work for a full month without pay, while at the same time they're incurring expenses of life, is an incredible insult that I believe that most employees are going to vent their frustration in that survey.
Not that it may have much effect on what Congress does, but at least they can do it with full knowledge and open eyes.
They can. And this idea of engagement is an important issue, and it can't be treated with disdain.
Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.